everyone. This is Mistress Brighton, and this particular audio and the blog post that accompanies it are personal to me. I wrote this blog mainly for myself because it's important to be authentic, and I think it's very important to know yourself, and nobody knows you better than you know yourself. And this post is also for someone that I care about, so it's a little personal, but I felt like it needed to be said. So this is not like the typical femdom-y blog post, but I will read to you what I am posting on the blog, and you can read along at enchantrixtees.com. Here we go. This post is a little off the beaten, a lot off the beaten path. Beatings will presume after I've gotten some things off my chest. This post is for myself and for those of us who suffer from being socially awkward, who have ever felt like they were either not appreciated or completely ignored. It's a post that I felt was necessary because I feel like personal validation is important. And if I sit here and tell you that personal validation doesn't matter, you don't need anyone to validate you, I'd be lying. You know, we all want to be reassured that we make a difference in this world and that we matter. So while it is a personal post, and like I said, it's mainly for myself, this is for anyone who might be feeling what I'm feeling right now. And, I'm not really the Dear Abby advice giving type. And usually unless I have something to say, I keep things light and fluffy. If you've been doing calls with me or heard my audios or read my blogs or heard me on the Cock Radio, you already know this. I do have something to say right now, and I'm going to say it regardless of how people take it, because it is something. Oh, there's my thingy going off. It's something that needs to be said. If you care about someone, show them by your actions. It's very easy to say I love you to someone, and you may even mean it, but do your actions reflect your words? I'm a self-proclaimed introvert. I have always enjoyed my own company. that hasn't changed. Some of the amazingly creative and intelligent women I work with are also introverts. Over the past couple of weeks, I've seen some interesting things transpire. I've experienced personally some interesting things transpiring. And I also had a heart-to-heart with someone about something very personal. What I came away with from that conversation is that sometimes even if you have a very good reason for doing something, your intentions might not be clear to the other person and maybe misconstrued. You can avoid a lot of hurt feelings by keeping the lines of communication open and addressing whatever it is that might be causing the misunderstanding. You can also avoid hurt feelings by knowing when to pull out. And no, I'm not talking about penises. I have a 3-strike, sometimes 1-strike rule. If you've expressed how you feel about something a person did and they still do it, that person doesn't respect you and they're not about to start. It's time to cut them loose. But if this hasn't happened, if you have not had the talk, as I like to call it, then sometimes that's the most difficult part, is having the talk, speaking the unspeakable. Before you do, decide if it's worth it to have the talk, or if you should just leave the person in question alone. You have to decide if it's worth it. Do I want to open up this can of worms, or do I just want to say sayonara? If you decide it's worth it to address issues, pay attention to how they react or respond to you, the person that you're talking to. And also pay attention to how you respond to them. Pay attention to how you feel when they're talking to you or when you're talking to them. If they're still not getting it, or they're still repeating the unacceptable behavior, whatever it is, that's your green light to let them go and focus on healing from within. Because honestly, anytime I've ever had to cut people loose, it's left a mark. And it didn't matter how light or how serious or how whatever. Anytime you have differences with someone, it leaves a mark and you have to heal from that. Energy is something you have to be mindful of. Your energy, other people's energy, what type of energy is coming from the people around you, and are you honoring yourself? If you find you're dishonoring yourself, you're leaking energy. You've got energy leaks. If you don't know what energy leaks are, you can ask me about that. I could tell you a lot about it. Or being drained by someone or something who doesn't serve you or your needs. And your needs aren't being met, either by yourself or, you know, you might be so engrossed in this person or thing that you're not meeting your own needs. It's okay to cut them off. At the end of the day, you owe yourself a fair chance. And to allow people to clean up their own messes, because that's not your job. It's not your responsibility to clean up other people's messes and solve other people's problems. We are all accountable for our behavior. And while I don't believe in victim blaming because it's shitty and it's shitty, I also firmly believe that there is a final point where you have to stop playing the victim. It's not an easy thing to say. It was something that I didn't understand when I was younger, and it's even harder for some people to hear, because when you're on the receiving end, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that, hey, you're accountable for your actions and it's time to step up. But it needs to be said. Shit happens. What matters most is how you deal with it. I put that in bold because it's the truth. I have been in my life through some traumatic experiences, and I use every day as an opportunity to learn and grow from that instead of whining about it. I am strong because I have to be, and because I choose to be accountable for my successes and failures. I realize that the energy I put into something is what I will get out of it. I also know that going through any type of trauma doesn't give you the green light to be an asshole to other people. Unfortunately, I see this happening far too often. And in summary, don't be a dick. There's a time and a place for sword fighting. Wink, wink. If you love someone, show them. In addition to telling them. I firmly believe in saying I love you to the people that you care about. Sometimes I love you isn't enough. Sometimes you say I love you and your actions say something else entirely. So show people that you care about them. Honor yourself. Allow yourself to heal. assess whether a situation is worth addressing or omitting, meaning, do I need to talk to this person, or has enough time passed where they should know better and I just, you know, need to walk? Focus on the positive. That's the most important thing. Focus on the positive. I know it sounds trite and, you know, all these new age law of attraction, the secret, Zen, meditation, blah, blah, blah. Focus on the positive. It's the truth. You know, if you hear it coming from me, I'm not bullshitting you. As you know, like I said at the beginning of this blog audio, like to keep things light and fluffy. If I'm dealing with somebody, I do my very best not to dump my shit on other people, so to speak. So what I found is that even though saying focus on the positive sounds so, you know, trite and woo-woo, whatever, however, I've found in the past year that we give away way too much energy to the opposite of that. And you know what the opposite of that. You know what drains you. I don't have to tell you. And if you don't know what's draining you, then you need to sit down and figure that out. That's just me being blunt. Figure out what it is that is making you sick, that is altering your mental state, that is preventing you from being the best possible version of yourself. Figure that out. And let other people figure out their own problems. This blog post is not directed at anyone in particular, and I took my time making this audio just like I took my time typing it out. This blog post is personal, and while I do love being a femdom and I love the parts of myself that are dominant, I also understand that I am a woman and I have my faults and I am learning from those faults and better learning how to deal with things and how I respond to those things and situations. And I'm still healing. So in closing, I wish you all a kinder, gentler 2018, lots of healing, and of course, fun and enjoyment, and remember to take care of yourself. And I hope that this blog helps people, because it's therapeutic for me, and it's helping me. You know, it was something that I needed to say. So take care of yourselves. And lastly, I know you're waiting for it. Fuck off. This is Mistress Brighton. And if you would like to talk to me about really anything, it doesn't have to be a fantasy. It doesn't have to be femdom. Call me. 1-800-601-6975. Talk soon.